104.5 The Zone, 8:17. This is the Wake Up Zone. It's powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coming up about a half an hour, Take 3 returns. I was considering revamping it for one of our earlier conversations. We'll see if I have time
to do with Mark, I know.
Yeah.
I wonder what craziness did he say that we're going to add to Take 3.
We've already added some to Mark's highlight reel this morning. From Titans Online, senior editor Jim Wyatt joins us now. Jimmy, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're good. You and I should be out at Dodger Stadium this week, you know?
Well, that would be nice. Had a great atmosphere last night for Jackie Robinson today, and had Vince Scully back in the house, had Yasiel Puig back in the house. It's a packed stadium. Would have been a lot of fun to be out there.
Yeah, for a key Reds-Dodgers series. Jim, we spoke with Jayon Brown a little bit earlier this morning. What do you feel like is reasonable to expect for him in year three?
Well, I mean, based off what he did last season, I think he's just going to keep getting better. I mean, he made so many plays, especially down the stretch, very productive as a tackler. I think he's been good, obviously, in coverage. He's just a guy that makes things happen. So, man, I expect him to continue to do what he did last year, kind of pick up where he left off.
A lot was made yesterday of Marcus Mariota saying he gained a little bit of weight, you know, 5 or 10 pounds or whatever it was, something I can relate to. But will it really help, though, with this durability? I don't know. Is that enough of a weight gain to really make a difference?
Well, I don't know that he's necessarily going to stop there. I think one thing, and just 5 pounds, you look at it, well, what's the big deal? Well, I think the way he is approaching this is he's going to try to manage his weight throughout the course of the offseason and try to get to a comfortable level. So it could end up being, you know, 10 or 15 pounds. I thought he looked thicker and looked bigger yesterday. It's funny. I was talking to Warren Moon at the Super Bowl earlier this season, and I asked him ways Marcus Mariota could help himself get better and help him be a little bit more durable, and that's the first thing he said. He said early in his career, he added some weight and said not only did it help him from a health standpoint, but it helps you from a confidence standpoint and being able to stand in there, maybe being able to absorb hits. If he gets 10, 12 pounds bigger, no, he's not going to stay in there and be willing to take hits. I just think you play with a little bit more confidence. And I think for him, you know, he's very aware that he has not, finished a season healthy and played in all 16. He wants to do it. And I do personally think it's going to help him if he can put on maybe 10, 12 and should help him maybe absorb some of these hits.
Our guest is Titans Online senior editor Jim Wyatt.
Yeah, Jim, you know, speaking of that, didn't Marcus pick up some weight maybe like his second year and then he didn't like it? I think I recall that.
He did, yeah. It's kind of fluctuated a little bit, and he's gone a little bit of a yo-yo, I guess, as far as what his weight has been. He was listed at 222 last year, which, sometimes those numbers are different than what the actual weight is because the weight fluctuates, but he did try to play a little bit heavier earlier and then drop some weight. He looked a little thin to me last year, and I think he's just trying to find, he mentioned a happy medium, just trying to find something that is comfortable for him, that doesn't slow him down, but also allows him to feel good out there.
Well, we must ask the question, how is his elbow and his nerve damage? Is it healed? Is it in the process? What's the prognosis on where he's at with that?
Well, he wouldn't come straight out and say he was 100%. You know, I don't know that he's necessarily having lingering effects from that. I think they're just being careful. I think during the course of the offseason, he was really limited on what he did. That was by design. He wanted to get away and wanted to kind of ease back, and he didn't throw for a long time. But I think within the last couple of weeks, I think he started feeling better and got the clearance. I know he gathered when he returned to Nashville last week. He gathered the receivers for a throwing session, was out there swinging it. And he was, I didn't see him throw yesterday, but Delaney Walker said he made some tosses to him, another guy that's working his way back. And I just think, as this offseason program picks up steam and they're able to do more, I would be surprised if he's limited from a throwing standpoint. And moving forward, you just got to keep your fingers crossed and hope that doesn't crop up again.
Jim, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but then again, you know the answer to every question. with the new rules for replay and the added complexity, how does Vrabel, how did the Titans staff, who's upstairs watching the replay?
You know, I don't know what kind of changes could take place. You say I know the answer for everything. I don't know the answer to this right out of the gate. So you put the pressure on me. But with some shuffling, I guess, you know, I had on my list because somebody was asking me the other day where Arthur Smith is going to coach from. And I think that's kind of to be determined. And with Mike Vrabel, what he did last year, I don't know 100% that he's going to keep things the same this year, and I have not asked that question yet, so I'll put it on my list. So next time I'll be able to give it to you if he knows in April. Sometimes he likes to talk things through and then make a decision as you get closer to the season.
What's Delaney's timetable?
He said he is running on, on a treadmill, on an Ultra G machine that maybe is 80% body weight. He's another guy that I think he's in an individual performance plan, which means some days he'll be out there, some days he'll be inside on the treadmill or working in the pool. You know, it's early, so they're not going to rush him. I expect him to be back and ready to go, obviously, when, you know, training camp starts, and I expect him to be involved in the, you know, in mini camp in June. I just don't think they're going to push it with him, just because there's no need to push it in April and May on a guy who's heading into his 14th year and coming off, you know, the biggest injury he's ever had.
All right, what are your thoughts, at least right now, and obviously the draft could give us more clues, on what's going to happen at right guard for this team?
I think the draft, I mean, I certainly had a lot of talk about Kevin Pomfield this offseason and him being in the middle of that competition. I know Mike Vrabel yesterday mentioned Corey Levin, mentioned Aaron Stinney. I do think there's going to be more competition there, whether that comes in the draft or, adding somebody else in another round of free agency. I think Pomfield is going to be given a shot to do it, and I think that's obviously one of the reasons why he wanted to come back, because he didn't get a chance to hit guard last season because he was needed so much at tackle. But I think that is one of those positions where we're going to have to kind of wait and see what else is added here. And it might not be just at the end of this month in the draft. I mean, a lot of times if you don't get what you're looking for, things don't play out in the draft, you maybe add another veteran who's out there in free agency. So I think they're going to be a number of guys, including some of the returners that I mentioned.
Seems to me, and we have no way of knowing how the draft is going to fall, but the most educated guess, Jim, you know, knowing how stacked this draft is with D-line talent, wouldn't you, and I don't know exactly if you've made that known yet, but I would imagine D-line is probably going to be the first round selection, for the Titans, the way that it looks right now.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. And I'll do a mock draft roundup. But again, some of these guys are more tuned in than others. And I'll be curious to see some of these as we get closer, because the serious guys that do the mocks, you know, have sources on teams and they understand the needs more and understand guys that they're looking at. I did a mock draft roundup of 40 of them yesterday. Brian Burns was mocked at the Titans 8 times. Then it was Christian Wilkins 7, Noah Fant 5, T.J. Hockenson 4, the two tight ends from Iowa, and Dexter Lawrence from Clemson. And then Marquise Brown, the receiver from Oklahoma. I mean, it's all over the place as far as positions go, but there's no question that this team has a need on the defensive line, and some of those guys I mentioned, I think, will be in play. I think Jeffrey Simmons is a little bit of a wild card, an intriguing guy who, if he slides, you know, he's a top five talent. If he would have gotten hurt, I think he certainly would be in play a lot earlier, and a guy that the Titans would consider, and still think he probably could because of his ability it's just a question of whether or not you can afford to wait on a guy like that. But I think this team's taking a defensive lineman early, whether it's one, we'll see. There's depth in this draft, but that's an area of need. You've got to get better there and help complement Jarrell Casey.
Jim, I know last before we let you go, I know it's a voluntary camp, but who was a notable no-show for whatever reason?
Well, he didn't give it up. Mike Vrabel asked that question, and he pretty much conceded that not everyone's there, but said anyone that was not there on the first day, had an absence or at least had been in communication. You don't have to have a permission slip to miss at this time, obviously, because it's voluntary and you can't necessarily pressure guys. I think the pressure of being there at the start of the program comes from one another and these guys that talk in their position groups and hey, when you're showing up, you're going to be there. So I think the players want to be there to be with their teammates. He did not name guys specifically that weren't there yesterday, but I don't expect anything as far as a holdout situation or anybody that's going to stay away intentionally. It's just sometimes guys have stuff they have to take care of.
Okay. Jim, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, you guys have a good week. Thank you.
All right, that's Titans Online senior editor Jim Wyatt.